I'm Robin Hilton from NPR's All Songs Considered. If you're looking for more great shows from NPR, check out our newest podcast. It's called The Hidden Brain. On the latest episode, host Shankar Vedadam looks at the consequences of near misses and the surprising way these losses can motivate us. Plus, country singer Kacey Musgraves talks about her new album, and we play a game of Mad Scientist. Don't miss it. Listen now on the NPR One app, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You know, earlier this year, back in March, I made a reference to life's number one immutable truth, which is nothing's ever easy, and yeah. You bought into that. And I said, really as a joke, if you'd like to know what the other four immutable truths are, send me a self-addressed stamp.
And your bank account information.
Yes, and your mother's maiden name and your social security number. And a surprising number of people did it, and it funded our new Nespresso coffee machine that we have here. And I guess I was not expecting as many people to write in. I wasn't expecting anyone to write in. We got a mountain of mail, and I finally, this past week, finally got done answering all of the letters that we got in
and sending little cards. And you printed out these little cards.
I printed out little cards with lots of... Well, I can't reveal these five immutable truths here because, you know, these people went to the trouble of writing in.
And you went to the trouble of paying money for
the cards. I can't just tell anybody. They've got to feel like they have something special, but... please don't write any more people. Please don't write in and ask what the immutable truths are.
Why? But you've got a whole pile of...
I know, because it just takes so long to answer all these snail mail letters.
Robin Hilton, NPR, 11111 North Capitol Street.
I think you put an extra one in. It's 1111.
Yeah, 1111 North Capitol. Yeah, and he'll send you a little card. It's like Brian Eno's oblique strategies, only they're not oblique at all. They're very specific strategies.
Yeah, they are.
And how do we relate that to any music we're going to play today? I have something that's stuck in my head that I can't get out.
Well, that's funny, because I have something stuck in my head that I can't get out.
Well, I'll play mine for you, and you play yours for me, and we'll swap heads.
Okay, go for it. Okay, what is it?
I don't remember.
But I thought you had it was stuck in
your
head.
Oh, yes. I have a song by an artist called Pell. This is a record produced by Dave Sitek of TV on the Radio. And you know how TV on the Radio make these amazing choruses? Well, that's mm-hmm. what this song does. I'm just going to play this song from Pell, and we'll come back and talk about it later, because, God, we've talked so much already. Here we go.
Baby, from police, staying remote, controlling the scene, being myself is when I am free. Suck on these, my bon appetit. In Glendale, like I'm out of from police. Guess I'm added to the drought, cause I dropped that heat. Be not confused what this mean to me. New but all perk, Royal Highness. Brad broad, no skirt, king of diamonds. Reaching for the crown since I'm greedy and I'm cocky. Prince of my city, anointed by Poppy. Like father, like son, the payments I run. Till my kingdom come, watch them all fill it till their ears go numb. Working late hours, shit sounds like fun. See, I'm spreading my rain, my soul, hurricane. Saw my silver lining, but it's all gold, everything. To the game, shit, I owe 9 wedding rings. Know what I deserve, so I'm never gonna settle in. Yeah, for a headpiece, these town bros be tempting. My mistress gon' miss me, cause rap love is risky. Starbucks politicking in the cafe. Coffee black, no sugar, ain't shit sweet. Break bread last supper, ain't shit free. Judas at my table, get the fuck from around me. Acting like we don't have problems. Ask Big Papa, they come with the dollars. Marketing myself, we don't need your help. Cause ain't no plate served, had to feed ourselves. Feeling I headed up, the crown don't melt. Bury my fears, resurrected my wealth.
Baby,
and now
it feels like Monday morning. I feel the sunshine on my face. Even the
Even the lights can't stop the motion. Don't be a hit, not a crowd in the
Tell them dollars like suck on ease, my bon appetit. England down like a mighty from police. Staying remote, controlling the scene. Being myself is when I am free. Suck on ease, my bon appetit. England down like a mighty from police. Guess I'm added to the drought cause I dropped that heat. Be not confused what this mean to me.
On my phone I hear the world. Then I should turn it off. I need time for self. I read a long phone.
Picture thinking, dreaming, scheming, bleeding, reading, all in a late night, feeling against type, cause it's thorough, fuck a sound bite, never the weak type, pyrotechnics in my methods, some days it's hectic, but the Henny ever present, not regretting who I be, I handle all my beat, I used to love a stalker, followed more than B.I., fishing for some ice, wishing I could freeze time, man, these women all kinds of pretty, and the dudes on their arms all kind of silly, JP in the house, so you know it's loud, complex context, bitch, you know my style, freedom fighting, marching black Doc Martens, two cell phones, keep the money, keep calling. I'm just playing the Android only for my girl. No connection for the second as I flow into my world.
Baby, it feels like Monday morning. I feel the sunshine on my face. Even the lights can't stop the motion. Pulls me ahead, not a cloud in the way. Baby, it feels like Monday morning. I feel the sunshine on my face. Even the lights can't stop the motion. Pulls me ahead, not a cloud in the way. On my phone I hear the world. Then I should turn it off. I need time for self. I read along. Turn it off, I need time for self. I read along, far from home. Feel I don't learn at all. Let me catch my breath.
That's Pell.
Oh, I like that a lot. I heard this song not knowing that Dave Sitek had anything to do with it, and I thought, oh, this sounds a little like a TV on the radio cut. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Pell is an artist who grew up in New Orleans, moved to Jackson, Mississippi after Hurricane Katrina. He did a mixtape that was called Floating While Dreaming. 19 million listens on Spotify.
Wow.
7 million on SoundCloud.
Wow.
And this this album that's coming out, it's called Limbo, comes out the top of November. Pell is the artist.
I think melodies that, you know, that was such an earworm. I think melodies that really stretch the full scale, you know, use the entire range, just particularly octave jumps. They start down here and then jump up, you know. I think those can really get stuck in your head, and that's exactly what happens on this melody that has been stuck in my head.
Now, did that one make you forget yours?
Only for the moment.
I see.
And then you're about to forget yours. Yeah, this is from John Grant. He's the singer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, John Grant. He's the singer. He's originally from Colorado. He now lives in Iceland. And
a singing stand-up comedian, no. He's a funny guy.
He is a funny guy. He's also a little, he can be pretty dark. He's got a dark sense of humor, very wry, twisted sense of humor. And he's known in part for his great lyrics. He's a great lyricist. He's also known in part for some of his personal struggles. He's a former drug addict and he's an alcoholic. He's HIV positive, and all these struggles that he's had throughout his life have really informed the music that he does. He put a couple solo records out, and he's about to put out his third. It is just such a strange record. It's so idiosyncratic. It's kind of all over the place sonically. There are parts to it that resemble, I don't know what to call it, maybe rap, a form of rap music. There's electronica, a little bit of funk, and all of it is just a little demented, playful and dark. And then there's this song that I want to play from John Grant, which is the title track to his new record, Great Tickles, Black Pressure, from John Grant.
I did not think I was the one being addressed in hemorrhoid commercials on the TV set. I often stand and stare at nothing in the grocery store because I do not know what to buy to eat anymore. And peer practice is the order of the day. just like Uncle Paul, just like Uncle Paul.
Leap in that melody. It's just been banging around in my head for weeks now. I've been wanting to play this song, but only got permission recently to finally share it. I'm so happy I could. John Grant, Great Tickles, Black Pressure. Such an earworm. John Grant says that he feels like he's been living a midlife crisis since the moment he was born. And this song is all about, as quirky and strange as it is, and as odd as the lyrics are, it's all about maintaining perspective in your life and keeping your problems in perspective. You know, he has that line that recurs through it, there are children who have cancer, so all bets are off, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, he says, I can't compete with that. He also begins the song, though, by saying, I didn't think I was the one being addressed in hemorrhoids commercials on the TV set. He's a funny guy. Great Tickles, Black Pressure, it's out October 2nd.
And John Grant's been living, he worked with Al Skeer, translating Al Skeer's record from Icelandic to English. He's been living in Reykjavik.
Yeah, for a good while now.
Yeah.
And we have a tiny desk up of him performing. John Grant came by for his last record.
Yeah. It's a flight, but to get to Denmark from Iceland, which used to be part of the, what do they call it? For about 100 years before the turn of the last century, Iceland was part of the Kingdom of Denmark. Hmm. That's the only connection and segue I could possibly make between this psychedelic
pop band.
You could
have said, that was a song, here's another song.
Oh, I hadn't really thought of that one. I have a band called Slaughter Beach. I've been listening a lot to groups who, like Australia or England or Denmark or Iceland, people who are thickly accented in our ears, who when they sing, there is no accent and you have no idea that they could possibly be from anywhere but Ohio.
Right. Right.
This band, Slaughter Beach, does the same with the way they sing. This is one of those great, catchy, it reminded me of that harpsichordy Leslie sound that's in the Beatles song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I'm going to play a song called Introvert and no accent.
Something made your day.
It's those chord progressions that walk up and down. Yeah. That are so reminiscent of the Beatles. I love that.
It's beautiful. And though maybe it wasn't a particular harpsichord in Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds I referenced, I mean, it certainly sounded like mm-hmm. an affected mix of organ stop of some right. sort and guitar line through a Leslie or whatever. Mm-hmm. That sound is right there in this song by Slaughter Beach. It comes from an EP called Love/Venice, which comes out October 9th. And I really, really like this song.
I did too, and it makes me think now we've had two songs now inspired by 60s psych pop. Let's do one more, just one more, from a band that I discovered this past weekend. You know, you get to go out and have fun and see shows and, you know, find music that way, and I have to fight for every minute just to listen to music. And this past weekend, for some reason, I found all this free time to just sit down. I just listened to one record after the other, whole albums, and I discovered this band called Young Husband. It's all one word, Young Husband. And these are four guys from London. They've only been playing together for a few years. They put out their debut in 2013. It was called Drones, and now they're back with a follow-up that reminds me so much of early Pink Floyd, maybe like metal era Pink Floyd, mm-hmm. particularly in the vocals. The record is called Dissolver. And the song I want to play from Young Husband is called Misguided Light.
Found real
How do we fall into this Beatles thing?
I don't know. I thought maybe all the labels get together and say, "Yeah, well, we're going to drop these all around at the same time." I think those vocals really remind me of a young David Gilmour, very like around.
Yeah, a little more upbeat than that stuff.
Yeah,
I
love that breeziness to the track, though. Yeah. It's the song "Misguided Light" from the record Dissolver and the band Young Husband. Is there anything better in the world than discovering a new band and falling in love?
I think falling in love.
But I mean, that's with people. I mean, like music. Yeah, it was just a great week. You know, it just helped make it a great weekend when I stumbled upon this band.
Where does that fall into your immutable truths? Nothing's ever easy.
I guess I'd rather not discuss. But this record, Dissolver,
1111 North Capitol Street, Robin Hilton.
This record comes out October 30th, the end of October.
I became enchanted with an artist here in D.C., Mary McLaughlin. And Mary she plays nylon string guitar, which not too many people up on stage do these days. She plays a sort of classical style guitar. And she the only touchstone for people might be Joanna Newsom. And the way she plays classical guitar is a little bit like you might hear in Joanna's harp playing. But also, they both have these sort of mystical, enchanting stories in their songs. Her songs might involve wizards. They're all sort of very whimsical, and they've all been basically just her and her guitar. Well, on this, she's been working for a while with an arranger, a double bassist. His name is Ethan Foote, and together they've made a record that musically is an incredible journey. It's got that sort of chamber pop that's much more uplifting than she alone can do. I love the journey she takes us on. The record's called Spirit House. We've put the entire record song for song, because every one of these are stories, and we had Marion go through and tell us the stories behind each of the songs, and that's up on our blog right now.
Track by track.
Track by track. Listen to this song, Even Magic Falters, from Spirit House. More supernatural characters to come.
Legend told by souls of the peasants. Chose emotions first, and potions second. A choice he learned from a horrid lesson.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but she did name-check Gandalf and Houdini in that song,
she
right?
She did, yeah, absolutely, and Merlin.
And Merlin. I'm not laughing at it. I've never been a big fan of whimsical myself, but there are parts of that that I liked, the guitars especially, some of the string arrangements. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the cool things about using a nylon string guitar, and when I play or record, I prefer a nylon string guitar too, is that you can, with all the effects that you can run it through now, you can make it sound like anything, including an electric guitar. And because the strings are nylon and don't have the ribbing on it or whatever you want to call it from steel strings, you can do bar chords and slide your fingers up and down the fretboard without all the squeakiness. So you can basically play a nylon string guitar like an electric guitar, because that's one of the benefits of an electric guitar, too.
Interesting.
Without the steel strings, yeah.
Cool. Mary McLaughlin, the record is called Spirit House. It's out now. I think it's up on Bandcamp. But we have on our site a track-by-track description that Marian tells us what was behind each of the songs. So you can listen to the song, read her story about it. It's a nice way. We've done this with...
We did it with Sharon Van Etten's EP, I Don't Want to Let You Down.
And Make Under, whose EP I really enjoyed too, track-by-track description. Some artists are, I don't want to tell you what the song is about, where it came from, because it's your song now and it's going to be part of who you are. I think there's a lot of value in hearing from the artist where it came from.
Yeah, there's usually something that was going on in their lives that led them to the moment where they put it all down on paper. And I like hearing about that too. I love it when artists open up like that. Well, I have a song that's going to completely scrub any kind of whimsy that's still left in your brain completely out of
no.
it. Yeah, this is from a band called Dilly Dally. You remember what your early 20s, I know it was an incredibly long time ago, but you remember what your early 20s was like, don't you?
You mean before refrigeration? And
yeah. What is the one thing that unites most early 20-somethings apart from their age? What's the one thing that unites
the Ramones?
No, crap jobs. Crap jobs, debt, a lot of college debt, maybe too much partying.
Never really had a crap job. I had one for 2 weeks. I was a busboy, of which I was fired.
Oh my God, I've had so many. I worked in a fruitcake factory. I was worked on an yes. assembly line at a fruitcake factory. I'm not kidding. Anyway,
you've come a long way.
That sort of universal early 20s struggle was inspiration for a lot of the songs that Dilly Dally has done. They're early 20-somethings. Two women who've known each other since high school, since they were kids, Katie Monk and Liz Ball. And they have finally put together a record from their band Dilly Dally. The record's called Soar, S-O-R-E, not S-O-A-R, Soar. And this song is called Desire. The song actually came out a few months ago, back in July, when I was out, and so I missed it. I'm happy to share it now, but the record itself is not out until October 9th from Dilly Dally.
And for those who don't know, we are doing two podcasts. If you don't subscribe to the podcast, we do now two podcasts almost every week. Our regular show comes out on Tuesdays. Our Plus One podcast comes out Thursday, Friday, mostly Friday. And it's focused on one simple idea. Last week, you talked just about the...
Hamilton
soundtrack.
Broadway musical, and, yeah.
And we have lots of really interesting ones to come. There was one by Martin Atkins. I strongly recommend going back and listening to that.
The Martin Atkins Minute, that's actually more like 10 minutes
that's
or something.
Right. Yes, he talks about how to get your music heard. Great idea.
If you've got a demo tape.
Yes.
And also, if you want more music and less of us, tune into the 24/7 stream. Go to the npr.org/allsongs and click the link for 24/7 music channel. That's our nonstop streaming version of this show.
And you can follow me on Instagram, Tiny Desk. I take pictures, a lot of concert pictures.
Indeed. And you can follow me on Twitter, NPROBIN, NP Robin, or NPR Aubin.
Aubin, yeah.
Should I take us out on Dilly Dally now?
Yes.
Now that we've dilly dallied long enough?
Indeed. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan, and you are NPR Aubin. It's All Songs Considered.